您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 So, dads and moms, how did you celebrate Children's Day with your children yesterday? Going to amusement parks, buying books for them, or watching TV? Now, some parents in Guangdong took their children on a special trip, visiting a luxury villa. 儿童节刚过，身为父母，你是怎么和孩子们一起度过这一天的呢？在广东，一些家长带着他们的孩子度过了一个非常特别的儿童节，参观别墅。 So what happened there and why did parents do so?
So this was the special day for kids, right, the day before Children's Day, and then parents wanted to do something special with their kids, and then 300 parents actually brought their kids to see this 4 million yuan worth of luxury villa in Xuan'an in Guangdong province. And I think they wanted to give the message to their kids,try to inspire them to make more money. So when you make enough money, you can get me that luxury villa. Don't we like that? And it seems like the only message that I see out of this is that money is the most important thing in your life and is the measurement of success. And that is not good for a person's growth and development, so to speak.
Well, but it is an idea that seems to be coming into China, perhaps throughAmerican.
You being English.
Well, I mean, Britain, Europe is something between America, which is sort of like, sort of, you know, naked capitalism.
Okay.
If you don't go and get a job, you'll starve in the street. China, which has its socialist characteristics, right?
Slowly going materialistic.
Well, it is. I mean, Europe's something in between. There is the social welfare safety net, but also people are encouraged to strive hard as individuals, get out there, do the best you can, make some money for yourself. There's nothing wrong with it and nothing to be ashamed of in doing that. And in fact, what you said, though,Heyoung, you said they seem to be emphasizing making money above all else. Well, there was a businessman involved in this, and he said something which counters that idea. His name was Mr. Jiang. He said, how large a fortune a man builds up reflects the value he made to society to some degree. And he said he wanted his child to know the importance of wealth at an early age. I think actually the man's confused, because I don't think there's any link between how much money an individual makes and society.
Maybe he means tax money?
Yeah, well, through taxation is how we exercise our social responsibility.
Right.
By doing well, we're taxed by the government, and that money is used to fund lots of other things, schools, and all the rest of it. So I think there is some confusion in Mr. Jiang's mind about that. Nevertheless, I mean, I'm not quite so scathing as you were, Heyoung, about this idea. I don't think there's anything wrong with showing children what there is out there if you work hard and if you want it. And there's never been a better time in China's history for people who are children now to go out and work hard and get that. And I think actually it's quite inspirational to take them to see a 4 million yuan luxury villa. Because that is something that's available to that generation of children. It's going to be available to them if they work hard.
Okay, so first of all, are they actually conveying the message that you need to work hard to get that? Or like, how do you work to get that? I mean, definitely not through illegal means. I hope that's being emphasized as well. And most importantly here, I think it seems to be, these parents seem to be saying that having money, getting a villa is the most important thing. That is the measurement of success. That is the holy grail. When there are so many different ways to interpret what's successful or not, and how come that is not being given or made available to these kids when they are, you know, still so young and when the seeds of dreams are being planted?
Well, this is because China has adopted the American concept of the middle class. And they think that being middle class means having money. And it doesn't. In fact, it's a whole other set of values and interests which go with being middle class in a country like Great Britain, for example. I mean, you might be living next door to somebody with no money, but they're certainly not they're not a peasant. These people might have middle class habits and so forth, and live that sort of a life. It's the idea of middle class in British society really has nothing to do with money at all. There can be people that have no money, but they're still described as middle class. Now, in the American model of considering middle class, it seems to me it's simply to do with money, and this is the model that's being adopted by Chinese society.
I'm glad to say one thing. This is not something that reflects our Chinese society as a whole, because there are those parents who took their kids to the bookstore to, what else did they do? There was like a whole list of different
piano lessons
and all kinds of things. But this story, the part, well, itself is quite appalling for me, I think. And also like 300 of them going by a team. That was kind of scary too. Such, you know, brazen and crass act that a whole bunch of people have done together.
But you're speaking of it being a brazen and crass act from the point of view of being a well-educated, well-rounded person.
Wow, so many, you know, like praises, you know, being thrown at me. I'm not used to that.
I assume from the thing, because I think it's a bit like, I think in a similar kind of way, but it's just that those people, perhaps they're not from the most prosperous backgrounds themselves, but they want their children to have a better chance than they had. And this is their way of trying to make that happen. So it does seem a little bit a crass thing to do, I agree. Yeah. But however, if bearing in mind their background, or what we assume their background to be, they're doing their best.
Yeah,
break.
I think we really don't know what happened exactly on that trip, right? We don't know what the parents said to their kids and things like that. And as a parent myself, I think there are very different ways to inspire your children. Even if, you know, all the parents are taking their kids, say, to a villa, there are still good ways to inspire your kids and bad ways to inspire your kids. For example, you can take them to basically like a picnic or outing, let the kids enjoy themselves, play in the pool or something like that. And at the end of the day, when they're happy or there's something, you just try unintentionally chip in an inspiring word or two. Or is it that you look at the bathtub and you're, this is a bathtub, you know, ornamented with some golden things that will cost, you know, so much, you know, money, and then if you work hard, you will be able to ornament your bathtub the same way, you know. That of course is a very tacky and a pretty extreme example I gave right there, but I think as parents, and I know parents' mentality is that they want to inspire their kids every minute and every second. They see a car in the street, they want to inspire their kids with that. They see a big building, they want to inspire their kids with that. So I can understand the mentality that some parents want to inspire their kids with villas, but it has to do with how you do that. That's my point.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that sounds like very high quality parenting technique that Mark and I certainly do not possess right now. But I think it's really interesting that this seems to be the reflection of what the parents think is most important and what is valued. And I don't think that should be automatically inherited by kids. And what I think would be better is parents should let kids know that there's so many possibilities out there, and if you work hard enough, you get what you want.
But
that kind of thing is more like inspiring.
But that's exactly what they're doing. They're showing them a 4 million yuan villa.
But they're showing that there's one way.
They're saying this is what's out there. And you don't, because those children might not have seen a place like this before. And the parents are just showing them what's possible in life, not necessarily what. But they're not making any value judgments about how they should achieve it. We don't know what they told them. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with children being shown what's out there, and who knows, it might inspire them when they go back to do their studies. They might always have the picture of that villa in their imagination when they're practicing for the Gaokao, for example. It might inspire them. There's nothing wrong with wanting more in life than you grew up with. Surely that people should be aspirational.
Well, I think this just reminds me of years ago.
Progress.
No,
personal
I don't.
Progress.
I think this is going backwards. When those days, parents used to take their kids to Beida and Tsinghua University for tours, like before they graduate, and you know, show kids that there is the academia height that you could reach, you know. And gone are those days, it feels. Although, okay, I have to correct myself. This is only one story. This does not reflect the whole picture. But it does seem like for certain people, money-driven success is what they think is most important. And I think just offering your kid that is not enough.
And let me go to some of listeners who unanimously agreed with He Yang in this topic.
Lucky me.
Yeah, for example, Wei Qingbo said the trip thing is so unbelievable to me because it gives a signal to kids that, you know, saying, hi kids, you'll be recognized as successful as long as you have a villa. That's very materialistic and negative for the kids. And I believe I would not raise my kids with such a trip to inspire them. Also, W says, I don't think kids understand what a luxury villa means, just as many little kids like buses more than a sports car, because, you know, buses are just more fun, you know, right, when you're riding them. And Vivian here says, when I was in junior high school, our teacher took us to go to some prestigious university, and the kids who go there turned out to be just normal kids.